Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, I was in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Mint's third annual Numismatic Forum. This event is meant to provide an opportunity for Mint officials to explain their operations and for the 50 or so invited guests to provide feedback and suggestions on the Mint's products and operations. I attended both previous numismatic forums, afterwards submitting a detailed analysis of the Mint's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for their consideration. Last year, I noted that the communication was highly one-sided, with little opportunity for the attendees to comment. This year, the program was much more productive, with ample time for participants to offer feedback and suggestions on a wide range of issues. I think the major reason this shift occurred was the recent appointment of a new U.S. Mint director, David Reiter, who came from the private sector. He stated that he realizes that he and his staff don't have all the information and answers, so he welcomes outside input. I raised several points. You may not know this, but it costs the U.S. Mint more than face value to strike 1 cent coins. When I asked why the Mint had not yet stopped producing them, as has already happened in Canada, Reiter stated that they are required to manufacture them if the Federal Reserve orders them. In my mind, if the Federal Reserve had to pay the full production cost, which are higher than face value, that would quickly lead to the end of more cents being struck. When I raised the possibility of the U.S. striking a $5 coin with a small amount of silver content, similar to a project under current consideration in Mexico, Reiter said that would only happen if Congress introduced and passed such legislation mandating such a coin. This month, the U.S. Mint and the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, which creates the Federal Reserve notes in circulation, merged their collector sales channels. Now they are discussing a possible combination of backroom operations such as procurement. Well, wouldn't it cut down on government expenditures if these two agencies were completely merged? I think so. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.